Hi, I'm Gary Check, lead pastor at Grace Community Christian Fellowship in Flint, Michigan. And you're watching Growing with Grace. This show is intended to be an opportunity to teach God's Word and to understand it in a way that helps us as believers and followers of Christ to live lives worthy of Christ as well. We hope that you enjoy this biblical teaching from Growing with Grace. C. John Weyborg said in Christianity Today, "The search for the perfect church is an illusion. Appetite by itself is the sepulcher, the death of reason, judgment, and discipline. Some form of satisfaction doesn't even stand a chance unless one settles down at a place and serves. The church is a feast, not a taste, a meal, not a nibble. One sits and serves with the same people week after week, receiving and being received. Disappointing and being disappointed, hurting and being hurt, caring and being cared for. Church people are in it for the long haul, not the short term. The ordinary is more crucial than the extraordinary. The glory of the church is the routine, not the exceptional." Our mission statement was one of the essential parts of Grace in place many months before a service took place. It was wordsmithed at an assessment center that Lou and I attended in the summer of 2006 when we felt that God was calling us to plant a church in this area. And it was worked over and worked over and thought of. See, a mission statement should be to the point and easy enough for the people in the church to remember. The mission of Grace is to be a place to love God, love people, serve in community. Say that with me. Grace is a place to love God, love people, serve in community. Today you'll understand why. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you again for this time together. Together we thank you for the life in this place because of you, because of your Son, because of the sacrifice he made for us. And Father, may we understand a little more today the call that you have upon our lives to be Christ to the world, to give hope, to give passion, a place in our hearts because of him. May your Spirit move amongst us, and may we learn from you now too, as we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Mark records the words of Jesus when asked, "What is the greatest of the commandments?" He said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." That's the basis for the first two-thirds of our mission statement. Simple, yet a huge challenge for us to live up to. But after several months, we felt that there was a certain element missing. People could love God, although maybe misguided, all on their own, but you have to put together, be together to love people, but even that would miss the deeper purpose of gathering together in fellowship, and that is community, serving together. The idea in the mission statement is not to serve the community, but serve in community, serving with one another and getting to know with each other through service. Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus, "But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love." But there's more. He also wrote to the church in Galatia, "For you were called to freedom, brethren, not turn from your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." We are to live Christ's example, to serve, not seeking only to be served. Those who look for a church strictly to meet their needs will never find it. They'll never find what they're looking for because each and every church they go to will fail. Their expectations will be higher and their disappointment quicker. That is the human condition. But find a church that lives by the principle, the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. Well, that may be a church to invest in. Eugene Peterson wrote, community means people who have to learn how to care for each other. Just like in families, just like in, you might have some family member that, you know, when the Thanksgiving time gets together, you just hope the flat tire is there, you know, and they may not show up, but they're part of the family. God makes that unique and different so that we are able to accept all into fellowship, because we all come bankrupt needing Christ to forgive us for our sins. Without that, you know, it's just a social gathering. But the center is Christ and all he's done. You hear me quoted each Sunday, Matthew 28, 19 through 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe, which also means to obey all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We have a commission that we are to accomplish with a single focus, the glory of God. And for as long as we walk on this earth, it never grows old or out of style. We need, though, each other to carry it out. The Great Commission is an authorization or an order to do something. The meaning of the word go in verse 19 is defined as to pursue the journey on which one has entered. When you become a Christian, you have entered into a journey to participate in that Great Commission to make disciples. Luke further records in Act 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth. We are never commanded to build nice buildings and then stay in them to remain isolated, waiting for Christ's return. We are commanded to go. Our vision, a place to love God, love people, serve in community, is rooted in evangelism. But the task is great. In fact, it only can be accomplished, bless you, in the cooperation with God's power and with God's might. A place to love God, love people, serve in community. But how do we practically and authentically live that out? Today I want to look at the name grace. The first letter in grace calls us to grow closer to God each day. Luke 9:23, and he was saying to them all, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. That's a daily walk with Christ. It's a daily opportunity to say, God, what do you want to do today? Show me your will. Show me your path. Give me those God instances that are just of you. Yesterday, there was a great celebration of 37 years, 36 and a half, close to 37. Do I hear 40? Years of service that Brenda Smith did with DuPont. And they had these big round tables that they brought in, and it ended up where they were going to come pick them up at 7 o'clock. It's like 6 o'clock, you know. And I said, do you want you guys go? You've had a long day, and I will be back at 7 o'clock for the table pickup. Meanwhile, I went over and got some storm windows I saw on Craigslist, and I came back, and I'm putting music together, and I just get down looking at like 7:10, and just as I get the last task done, there's a knock on the door. First, I thought it was someone with a key disappointed, but it was them trying to get in, to get the tables. I could see them, couldn't get to them. And I'm helping them roll them out, you know, and I'm helping them put in the truck, you know, and this guy with a toothless grin says, you know, I might come to this church. I said, you should come to this church. That'd be a good thing for you to do. And he goes, are you the pastor? I said, yes, I am. Guilty as charged. He's not here this morning, but he may come. See, I see those as God instances because, you know, it was an opportunity as a representative of this church to help them put tables into a truck. Small, but, you know, it's a connection in the community. It's having them see something that, you know, that's not ivory tower, but just realistically helping put tables, which are hard, into the truck of a bed of a truck. Secondly, the R is to realize. Realize it's a marathon, not a sprint. Too many people get caught up in the speed of this world, and it's fast. You know, MTV changed everything. You know, I don't know about you, but if you ever first watched CSI, when it first came out, the quick jumping of the camera and the task, it was like, what are you doing? You're just, now, you know, you want to see that really quickly because you want to get to the heart of the story. Everything moves quickly now. And sometimes even on the deck range shows, the guy with the camera is always moving things around. And the room is kind of moving too. You kind of, you know, they want quick and people, it's a marathon. It's a long journey. It is a good journey if we invest ourselves in it. Hebrews 12:1 says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, the testimony of Christ in the hearts of people, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We have to give people something that is secure and strong and steadfast, and that's the endurance of being in Christ. Because some days it's hard. Some days the world just piles in on you. Some days you're just pulling the hair out, and when it's not there, you pull the hair out of the person closest to you. It's hard. It's a marathon. And treat it as such that you need God's strength day by day to make it through. A, associate. Associate with people in the church and the community. That's huge. The world tends to want to isolate us. We don't want to bring people down, or they're going to bring us down, whatever it might be. And sometimes when things happen bad, we want to draw in and just isolate and protect ourselves sometimes. When the body of Christ is really meant to absorb the hurts, to share the joy of what's going on in our lives. God does not call us to be isolated, but to associate with each one, to think this time as being important. We've seen grace ebb and flow, you know, and it's always a mystery, you know, but we trust God that when we come together, it's going to be exciting because he's here. And he is the most important reason why we come. In the first century, in the book of Acts, it was recorded that, and day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. It was exciting what was taking place in the first century. And it was a buzz. Everything, Jerusalem, it was just amazing as they started out. Then the buzz got different, and the persecution came, and God used that to scatter the people to spread the word. We can sometimes be a little bit too clustered in, but there was great joy in getting together. There was fun, you know, just even getting together and last night afterwards and cleaning up and putting chairs up. You know, there can be fun in doing that, not seen as a chore, but as a joy of just doing things together. Romans 12:16, be of the same mind. What mind is that? Pastor Gary's? I don't think so. Pastor Roland's? That's too scary. We can talk later. Well, we love Pastor Roland, though, don't we? We do. We love him very much. And we let him out once in a while. Just not today. The same. Oh, my mind is just a sorry thing. Be of the same mind, mind of Christ towards one another, which means live in harmony. Seeing that our central focus is not just to get the task done, but who we're doing it for. That is so essential. When we talked about in ministry teams, our desire is for them not to see it as a task, but an opportunity for fellowship in a task to glorify God. I don't care if it's greeting at the front door. It's not just hand up bulletins. It's giving a friendly smile on a face saying, hi, I recognize you, that you're a human being coming in today. Good that you're here. The fact that hospitality is supplied, you know, that the communion prepared and served, that's all glory to God, people. It's not about the food. It's not about the task. It's about who we do the task for. Make that switch and see what it is. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. It means don't be so proud. You know, I've been having some discussions. A friend of mine up in Midland, who was a deacon, called me and said, you know, there's a, a man being released from prison, and he is a believer in Christ, and just he's on fire, but he needs a church to go to. Can he come to your church? I go, yeah, absolutely. So we've been in talks, because it's a process to do that. We had that up in Midland, and so we were talking initially, and I tried to reach him, and he had gone too far with his tether, so he'd been in jail for a night, so I couldn't talk to him, and tried another time. But the third time I got him, he said he was just appreciative of the fact that I kept trying. I said, let's work this out, you know, and finally goes, is this because I got such a good recommendation from Ken up in Midland? I said, no. It's because of God. He's the reason we want this to happen, because, you know, brothers in Christ, sisters in Christ need a place even when they've made mistakes years ago. In his case, 17 years ago, half of his life. He needs a place to fit in for community. We have a responsibility and obligation to bring those in, to have a good eye as well, but an open heart. Romans 15:2, let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to his edification, meaning to build him up. We want to be built up ourselves. It's always great when we do something and someone thanks us for us. My love language is words of affirmation, you know. And did you see how I did the dishes today? You notice that dishwasher empty? Just saying, you know. But we need to be thinking about other people. Hey, great job. Good job in emptying the trash. Man, I love that. I love the TV commercial. Who is the football quarterback who was really great with Indianapolis and he's on with Denver? Was that Peyton Manning? Did this commercial. He's at the factory. Good job, guys. Great job today. Factory guy's walking out, you know, and in the grocery store, the guy is putting melons up. Yeah. Awesome. Good. He was just the fact that, you know, these things that seem ordinary are important. I love that commercial. Because he's not making fun of, he's revealing the truth that there's no job that's small that's not important. We need to build people up for their good, because what? The world desires to tear you down. The world's got your number. The world knows your Achilles heel to just knock you down a bit. It's the responsibility of us to build up authentically and with sincerity people up, because they're a child of God. 1 Peter 2:21, for you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps. This passage talks about suffering, not for suffering for what is wrong, but suffering for what is right. And people are doing that. Christians are being persecuted, belittled for what they're doing is right in Christ. He suffered in silence, never giving to offense. We can build people up and encourage them to take that stand for Christ and lift up his name. Even with all the teaching and feeding and healing he did, he still suffered at the hands of many who had cried Hosanna just a few days earlier. Our mission statement is important. Grace is important. We've covered three letters. Next week we're going to cover the next two. But I want to leave you with this thought today. William Temple said in Leadership Journal, the church is the only cooperative society in the world that exists for the benefit of its non-members. We exist not for the purpose of ourselves, but to reach out for those who don't know Christ. Whether it's helping a guy load tables in a truck that you never met before and have a friendly voice and a hand to do, or someone maybe in the grocery store that sees your Got Grace t-shirt on, or for whatever it might be. If we are to be successful in God's plan for us, we need to be grace to all inside and outside of these walls. A place to love God, love people, serve in community. A few years ago, Josh was in the junior golf program, and he had never played much golf before, and we spent a little time on the range and hitting balls. I love to play golf. In fact, I was so much into golf that I used to have a USGA handicap because we played in tournaments, and you had to have that to authenticate, you know, your how level of play that you had. I used to be so intense with it. I used to, you know, keep score, turn them in to have my rating there. But for Josh, it was a whole different thing. And the parents weren't allowed to go out in the foursome of these kids. You could keep score for other groups, but not your own. And at the end, I'd say, how'd it go? Okay. And I think he probably maxed out on every hole, you know, what it was. You know, and but my question to him was this. Did you have fun? Yeah, that's important. My dear son and daughter-in-law this year for Father's Day gave me one of these really cool scorekeeping electronics, you know, for golf. Thank you. That is so precious. I love that. In my head, I'm thinking, the problem is I don't keep score. I haven't kept score in years. I just like to be outdoors with the sunshine and the green grass and hitting the ball and hitting another ball if I have to and that third one. Or I had to come back later and said, can I trade this in for some guitar picks? You know, and he was really was gracious about that. But just the time to be out with my son and my daughter-in-law playing golf, you know, is cool. Be out there with Josh and one day with Kale, just to enjoy the outdoors. We can't do our best, though, without each other. God does not call us to perfection. He calls us to the best of effort. He's responsible for the results. We can't get caught up in results because then that's man-centered, and that's how he evaluates things, because the greatest success in man's eyes is fall short to God's eyes. He just wants the effort to be grace to people. Charles Spurgeon wrote this once: communion is strength, solitude is weakness. Alone, the free old beech yields to the blast and lies prone in the meadow. Speaking of the tree, in the forest, supporting each other, the trees laugh at the hurricane. The sheep of Jesus flock together. The social element is the genius of Christianity. Grace, place to love God, love people, serve in community. Let's pray. Father, the task before us is great, to reach the world for Christ, to make disciples, to be a part of that great plan that you have. The task is great, but you are greater in every sense of the world. And Father, this world needs you. This world needs to know hope. Not hope that the government brings, but hope that you bring that's eternal, not just temporary. Will you please inspire our hearts to be grace to the world, that they might see you, that we might do the things that you put before us, that we wouldn't turn people away, but draw them in to a relationship with your Son. May he be first and foremost in all that takes place, that he might receive the glory. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending this time with us. And just a reminder that we're a church, a non-denominational Christian church on Davison Road near Center Road, right next to McDonald's. And if you've enjoyed this service, if you enjoyed this message, please come and spend a Sunday morning or Sunday evening with us, and we'd love to see you in person. You can read more about us at www.grace247.org. God bless.